to theticket.com. Go there now. Seriously. Because Clay says he put up that police beating video.
Yeah.
Which is more like a police... Is it really a beating? Can you even call it that?
Yeah, they whooped his ass.
Jeez, dude.
Strongly convinced.
The way I'm hearing about this story before I saw that video, it's like Rodney King 2. Jeez.
Yeah, it wasn't
Let's
eight cops
down.
Around whooping his butt, but they gave him a good beating.
Well, he kind of deserved it. You can't just drive recklessly through the streets, through stop signs,
okay,
endangering
then
lives.
Then shoot him. Then when you get
well,
out there,
I didn't say
shoot him.
That he kind of deserved that.
Well,
now you've seen
well,
him
well,
take
a beating?
Great leap.
He took a beating. Well, then if he's that bad of a
so
guy
you think
for doing
shooting
that,
someone
shoot
is the same as punching them.
Well, just shoot him then, if that's the case.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. And you no, feel that shooting is the exact same
gentlemen,
as punching
you just
somebody.
Said
gentlemen,
that.
May I suggest
a racial thing?
No, it's not. It's not a racial thing at all.
A conversation rather than a yelling match.
If it was two black cops and one white guy,
you both are talking over each other. Nobody can understand anything you're saying.
There's no way I would think that at all.
Well, go to the ticket.com.
What's different?
Go to theticket.com and check out the video for yourself. But also, so Clay put up this Dante Hall. Was that this weekend? What happened? What was that from?
And I have ADD? What just happened here? I thought we were talking this out. Let's talk this out.
Well, no. Go to theticket.com.
I know, but...
You have a computer.
I want to have police talk with you. I have been...
I know, but look right under the police meeting. Look at the Dante Hall thing.
Is Dante Hall in the league?
Yeah, is that really old? Where did he find this? How did that get up there?
He's not, and I'm not there yet. For some reason, I dumped out of my police beating video page.
He put up the sickest juke ever, Dante Hall.
That has to be old, right?
It has to be.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Although, I think Dante Hall was in the league last year. How can anybody possibly know this?
Well, Kansas City didn't play Denver last
that's
week,
true.
So
no, no,
that's not this year.
On CBS, okay.
Oh, that was a pretty good juke.
It was a sick juke. But also, next to that is Martellus Bennett doing stand-up.
Do we have that for today?
Oh, let's play it now.
Dude.
Or do you have to beep it out?
No, but it's excruciating. It's...
We'll play it right from theticket.com.
It's amazingly excruciating. I wanted to finish police talk, though.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Don't talk over anybody.
Well, I'm just saying, I'd like us to focus on one particular issue here, then we'll move on to the next one. There's plenty of time for everybody today. But I just, to me, there has to be some level of understanding that if you run from the cops for 3 minutes through busy city streets, they're not going to pretty please ask you to slip the cuffs on. Now, I understand there has to be lines of reasonable dealing, and the cops no doubt cross that line there.
Did they, though? You look at it. They're trying to get his arm out to get cuffed,
and
he's
like he
resisting.
It seems like they went to the Billy Club pretty early in the road.
When he's already down. He gets off the bike, and he's on the ground.
But I mean, we've gone so far. We've swung so far the other way.
Hey, how about next time, don't run away?
Sure.
Pull over right away.
Going through stop sign after stop sign, the little old lady walking her dog or pushing a stroller or something. At
1 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, I'm sorry. When's curfew that nobody can walk downtown so somebody can drive their motorcycle down sidewalks?
Well, I'm just saying, when you get off the bike and he's down, there's no need. The cops have to be better than the criminals. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yes, they do, but by definition, he wasn't down because he was running from them for 3 minutes.
Oh, my God, when he got off the bike, he's on the ground already.
But he ran for 3 minutes.
Okay,
you can't.
Then just shoot him.
Donovan.
That's all I'm saying.
See, just
why
shoot him is not
have,
an answer.
Why don't you want to talk this out like big
because
boys?
Because I'm trying to. Because if you have to be better than what they're doing. Two wrongs
yes,
is not going to make it
yes,
right.
Do,
so if he's already on the ground and you get over there, then put the cuffs on him.
But if you've already executed 98% of your escape, you can't say at the end, I wasn't trying to escape. Yes, he was. He was, and he was doing it with a high-powered motorcycle going through city streets where, yes, innocent people, even at 1 in the morning, could have been harmed. And we've seen this time and time again where people die in police chases because they are, collateral damage, I guess, because they're just minding their own business at a stop sign and some yahoo running from the cops takes them out and ends their life. So there is some gray area in here. Now, I don't think you want every cop right out of the police academy beating people up, but after a three-minute chase, it's not going to be pretty please can you slip these cuffs on. There has to be some level of middle ground.
Well,
and I do think if this is a white guy that they are accosting, people aren't, I mean, it is red hot if white cops are, or, and I think they were white cops. I don't know.
Yeah,
were they
watching it right now.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they look like white on the police
one
video.
One could be Latino, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not black.
But if it's white on white, or if it's a black cop beating up a white guy, this isn't quite as charged as this issue. But it's a brother. It looks like a...
I think the story is, though, like Donovan said, the guy laid down once he got off the bike. And then the Billy Club, like you said, was gone too quite early.
Dude, if you're getting your ass kicked on the ground like that, it's going to be tough for you to get your hands behind your back.
Well, it's not Rodney King, though.
No, but the point is,
that's all I'm saying.
It's a quick beating.
The point is, much like we see in other car chases, and I consider myself a bit of an expert on the car chase, is you can't drive from the cops for an hour or 3 minutes or 30 seconds or through stop signs and red lights and just break law after law and endanger innocent person after innocent person. And then at the end say, all right, I'm done running. Hey, guys, here I am. Go ahead and take me. No, they still have to treat you as a high speed threat. So they are going to
on the ground.
They're going to chase you like Ray Lewis. Let me finish my freaking thought. Hold on. They don't need to go to the Billy Club, but yes, they are going to tackle you like Ray Lewis. Yes. That's called police work. Now, the Billy Club is over the line.
Sure.
But you just want to hear that the cops were wrong here. I'm telling you. Yes, they were for that detail. But they have to be aggressive in rounding the dude up after he chooses to break law after law after law on the way.
Aggressive.
That's all I'm saying. The Billy Club, yes, Donovan, I agree.
Is it okay to talk now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I understand what you're saying. And if that dude was fighting back and out, I say
he was by running.
Listen. If he was fighting back an ounce, I would say take the Billy Clubs out and beat the crap out of him. I don't care if he's white, black. I don't care. If he's fighting back, do that. But
Donovan, once they put the lights on, if he doesn't stop, he's then fighting
him. If he's off the bike and he's on the ground, you have to be better than that. Then the first thing you do, then go over there and start kicking his butt. That's all I'm saying. The cops have to be smarter than that. Because guess what? That dude that's running and he's breaking the law, he might go to jail, but you're going to lose your job for being stupid.
The cops will lose their
badge. And that's all I'm saying.
The only thing I want to try to find out your stance on is, in my opinion, once they turn the lights on, if he doesn't stop, then he's fighting back. And if he hits the gas on his motorcycle and goes on sidewalks and endangers people and blows stop signs, you're saying he got off the bike and gave himself up.
He's over. It's over. It's over.
After he ran from them. And
it's over when he's on the ground, dude. It's over.
I'm just saying it's not the black and white that he gets to determine when the chase is over. He starts the chase, and then he becomes subject to the police rounding him up. Not by any means necessary.
You know, sometimes
they cross the line with the Billy Club. I'm saying, though, the aggressive tackle to the ground, like you see all the time with these news copters that catch a guy who's been running for an hour on the freeways. Who know? And they've tried to put out the spikes. They've tried to do everything they can.
Aggressive.
You know, at the last second,
aggressive tackle is
at the
one
last
thing.
Second,
Bob.
Then he's like, "Okay, I'm done."
An aggressive tackle is one thing. Doing what they did is another thing. And sometimes it's not right that the prosecution has to prove the guilt of the dude that did it. That's not right either, but that's how it is. That's what
like
the law is.
The racial component makes it so polarizing.
And you know what? And it does for everybody else. It does it for me. If it's the reverse, I'm saying the same thing. The cops can't do it.
They can't be smarter than the Billy Club. We both agree.
They have to be
they
smarter
can't
than
do
that.
The Billy Club.
And once he's on the ground, it's over. It's done. You have to just stop it, put the cuffs on him, and take it because that's what you're supposed to do.
But weren't they planning on this? Wasn't there audio from the dash cam that
once we catch him, we're going to beat his blank out of him.
And I don't know what the audio said. I don't have any idea about that. I'm just simply saying the aggressive nature. And we have seen at times,
Herschel,
if you are a regular viewer of Cops,
aggressive.
You've even seen the bluff I give up bit, and then they either fight back.
You should let,
or they take off again. I mean, the fake give up.
Sure.
So you can't just
shouldn't
say,
it be legal though to plan to beat his ass after a long chase? Come on. Like you said, you're putting a lot of people in danger. There should be something in there where...
A little payback?
They at least get a couple of swings in.
They just have to be a little smarter than
that.
I know the dude was risking other people's lives. I understand that. And that's wrong, and he shouldn't do that. But you have to be smarter than that if you're law enforcement, because you know the rules.
Yeah.
You know what's going on, and you know the tape is there,
and you know that
you're going to get in trouble for doing that.
It's frustrating to me as a cop homer, because I have three close relatives that are cops today. They're doing cop shifts today. and I hate the idea that all cops are these maniacs who are trying to beat people up who are minding their own business. Now, there are bad cops. There's no doubt about it. And these guys need to be disciplined, and if they're training them, that the first thing you go when you catch guys is pull out the bat and start beating them senseless. You know, I get that's a problem, but I just don't like the default. You're not, you know, what are you supposed to do when you chase a guy through city streets for three minutes?
That's the hard part. The cops have to regulate their own emotions in the moment, and their lives are being put at risk, too.
Turn off the cop lights, count to 10.
Right.
He appears, okay, let's just hand him the cuffs and hope that, you know, don't say any bad words because that can be used against us in court. I mean, there's a lot of shades of gray.
Yeah,
here.
Just don't. There has to be
somewhere between handing him the cuffs and shooting him.
That's why they have the whole training
I lost my temper, Don.
Because they have to be
a very sensitive issue.
Yeah, you hugged me, dude. I think you need to hug me.
And another part that's really bad.
Don't eat a goddamn snack.
One of the cops goes back to the squad car and turns the camera to the side so you can't see what's going on.
Well, he didn't do a good job. Because you can see it.
Well, no.
And you can see it on theticket.com. How about that, Clay? Did a little promo for you. We got like 10 extra people that went there.
Man,
that's what I'm talking about.
I swear the DPD.
What about the Marty B thing?
The DPD, though. They got something cooking.
What about Dante Hall?
Every minute. No, we got to get to the Marty B stuff.
Well, that Dante Hall has to be about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. How did he find that, and how is that up there right now?
How did he search Dante Hall?
Like, how timely is that?